This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A U.S. government shutdown is looking inevitable for Sunday as the Senate and House of Representatives remain at odds over the size of its budget for the next 12 months. Meantime, State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said on Thursday that the U.S. State Department has been conducting contingency planning in case of a government shutdown this weekend.
We continue to work through that planning in the coming days to make decisions about what functions are essential, what functions are essential to national security that cannot be suspended even in the case of a shutdown, and what functions, unfortunately, do have to be suspended.
House of Representatives Republicans, led by a small faction of hardline conservatives, have rejected spending levels for fiscal year 2024, set in a deal that Speaker Kevin McCarthy negotiated with President Joe Biden in May. Republicans make up the majority in the House. Former U.S. President Donald Trump suffered another legal setback in the New York State civil case over his business practices. We get more on the story from the AP's Norman Hall.
A state appeals court has rejected the former president's bid to delay a civil trial of the fraud lawsuit brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James. The judge handling that case ruled that Trump's company committed years of fraud. The state's intermediate appellate court has cleared the way for Judge Arthur Engoron to preside over a non-jury trial starting Monday. Trump is listed among dozens of possible witnesses. Tuesday's fraud ruling threatens to upend Trump's real estate empire and force him to give up prized New York properties such as Trump Tower, a Wall Street office building, golf courses, and a suburban estate. He has denied all wrongdoing. I'm Norman Hall.
And for details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com.